هما كانت مرن دسيا كنان جنا سلكايا تكسون من تامنينا تزما شي غروين ما هم كم كلوتي باچلم انغم لنگاي تي غريم نيا كريپا تام هم بندي شي غلون دينا تارن. I will not speak long. Marge has already, as usual, captured the essence of the mood that's required for every function. He knows how to immediately tune in and capture the essence and immediately bring everybody and take everybody's heart and put it right in the right place so that we can be proper receptacles for actually accepting the greatest mercy available to all of us, pure Krishna consciousness. So I wouldn't want to disrupt that mood by speaking too much, at least at this time. You'll probably hear enough of me in the next few days. So I just like to graciously accept the kind hospitality that has been given to me by being afforded the opportunity to come and to participate in this yatra. I'm very grateful. Maharaj spoke in his talk, mentioned many points, important points. One of the points was about gratitude and how it, actually gratitude is the essence of our practicing Krishna consciousness. If we actually feel a sense of gratitude within our hearts for the great gift that is being given to us, it means that we've understood how valuable something is in our life. The more we realize how valuable it is, the more our gratitude increases. That's the nature of this gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us in the association of Vaishnavas. It's simply an opportunity to more and more increase our gratitude, and with each and ever increasing feeling of gratitude, an opportunity to reciprocate by offering something in return which is insignificant in comparison to what we are being given. In fact, if we calculate our whole progress in Krishna consciousness, we'll actually be able to look back and see how that some gratitude within our heart has awakened within us a desire to offer something in return. And then the more we offer in return in genuine gratitude, the more that keeps on coming, and you just cannot, it won't stop. That's what Srila Prabhupada has actually given us, is this opportunity to experience a dynamic exchange of reciprocal love, of which Srila Prabhupada, of course, is the fountainhead of that love for Krishna, and therefore he's having touched our hearts and having given us an opportunity to take part in his mission. We all feel some sense of gratitude. Recently, I was just even listening to the talks, the Silver Jubilee talks. I was not able to take part in that event in January of 2003, but I was very, very anxious. I wanted to get a hold of copies of these talks and just hear the devotees speak about their realizations that were manifested within their hearts and in the early days of the early 1970s and establishment of the Bombay Temple. I remember both Guru Das Prabhu and Shyamasundar Prabhu making these points, as Guru Das Prabhu even said tonight, that living for Srila Prabhupada's smile. And even when Radhanath Maharaj tonight, I have to be honest, that when Radhanath Maharaj, he said, when he talked about these devotees, when they went to London, and when he said how much Srila Prabhupada was pleased by their efforts to establish Krishna consciousness, tears were coming from my eyes. I couldn't control it. Just the thought of that smile. It's the most, for a devotee, that smile is the most captivating experience that you don't want to lose. The smile, Prabhupada had this way of radiating a smile that would just go from ear to ear. And that smile was just, it was life itself. And these devotees had the opportunity to see it on a daily basis in reciprocation for their hard efforts that they made to please Srila Prabhupada. And then what would they do? They would struggle, simply form great austerities just for another smile. That's all they wanted in return. Just another opportunity just to see that smile. And I was listening to Shyama Sundar, such wonderful talk, and he was expressing this point. And I had my MP3 player, I was on the plane actually. Tears were coming from my eyes again. Just this thought of that smile. It's the nature of Prabhupada showing gratitude for service. And you know, and the devotees, just seeing that gratitude, he wants to do more to please Srila Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada would always smile again. Of course, sometimes Prabhupada, as we know, he would be harsh. He could also chastise, but that was also such mercy. But it's our life. It's our life. And I'm sure we'll hear these experiences from these great devotees who've actually had the opportunity to daily witness that smile and reciprocation for everything they did. And by seeing these devotees in my presence, it just gives me great hope, because I always prayed someday that I could make Srila Prabhupada smile like they made Srila Prabhupada smile. And I know that although they made Srila Prabhupada smile in a day-to-day experience, that I want to, at least as I've done many times before, I know that in our midst we have a devotee who's also capable of making Srila Prabhupada smile every day. And I'm very grateful to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, because I have no doubt in my heart that although Prabhupada may not be personally present, he is personally present in the hearts of his followers. And I, by your presence here for this wonderful Puniyatra, your presence and your commitment to spreading Krishna consciousness, I can understand that Srila Prabhupada is smiling on him and smiling on all of you for your efforts to serve him and assisting him to make Srila Prabhupada smile. This gratitude is something that can just, it's ever expansive and very deep, like a very great ocean. And as Maharaj said, it's actually the essence of our existence in bhakti yoga. And the more we appreciate how fortunate we are to have the opportunity to be in the association of such wonderful Vaishnavas who know how to make Srila Prabhupada smile, then it will only help us more and more to dedicate our lives to assisting Srila Prabhupada and all these wonderful devotees and continuing Prabhupada's mission for spreading Krishna consciousness into every nook and corner throughout this entire world. Because we know that's what makes Srila Prabhupada smile, is when he sees Krishna consciousness expanding. And any little effort made, it doesn't have to be something very big to make Srila Prabhupada smile. Prabhupada could be satisfied even with the smallest endeavor. What really makes Prabhupada smile is the desire to do something to please him. And ultimately, he takes that and he offers it to Krishna. He is simply wanting to offer a garland of devotees, place it around Krishna's neck. And in this way, Krishna smiles upon him, he smiles upon us, and such wonderful devotees that we are, we'll see smiling in the next few days, we'll smile upon all of you for assisting them in spreading Krishna consciousness. And that's all that's required to go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is so kind and so merciful, as Radhanath Maharaj also presented tonight in his talk, that we have the opportunity to achieve the highest benediction that could possibly accomplish in the human form of life, to actually enter into the transcendental lila, the pastimes of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, simply by taking part in this effort to make Srila Prabhupada smile. That's all that's required. It's not a cheap thing. We know that we have to struggle. There are many difficulties that need to be overcome. But Prabhupada is pleased by these efforts that we make every day to go on and to try to give Krishna consciousness to others and to become Krishna conscious ourselves. So I feel very grateful for the opportunity to be invited to take part in this festival. And I'm quite confident that if the devotees take up the spirit with which His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has so nicely spoken about this evening, to give ourselves completely and totally and to hearing and chanting this Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan throughout every day that we are here, then certainly we'll be able to capture a smile from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who's given us this instruction upon us, because we know that he wants nothing more for all of us than all of us to be happy in Krishna consciousness. So I thank Him very much for His association and for the opportunity to give me some opportunity to render some service to Him, and to that He has allowed me to say these few words about Him, which is not something that's very easy most of the time. Hare Krishna.